Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
It's that time again. Hey, welcome to the Simon Says Podcast. Is this 81?
Yes.
81 of these we've done. It feels like no more than 80.
It feels like 80 something. Of these. 80 weeks ago.
So, hey, it's the Simon Says Podcast. We're the Get Up Show from 98.7 Simon. I'm Sean. Charlie's there.
Hello.
Maddie's there.
Oh, hey there.
Feel free to subscribe and like and check us out online and listen to the radio station if you want at 987simon.com.
Oh, hey, and if you get an email about the podcast, go ahead and open that. Check it out. Click the link. That helps, too.
Yeah, that works towards Maddie's bonus structure if you open the emails.
Clicks.
How would a guy shoot himself in that area with a nail gun
accidentally?
Well,
you would think.
Yeah, you would think, but then what happened? I mean, I know where he shot himself, and it's where you think it is, because I can't.
Well, it's not in the functioning part. It's the part below that. If does that make
wait, okay, look, guys,
in the scrotum.
Don't say that. You can't say that.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Can.
Well, better that than saying
no. But well, what was he doing with the nail? I don't get
he's
it.
He's a factory worker, and so he was, you know, doing work in the factory and had the nail gun. But it does not say exactly what he did. The worst part is, though, is that he went to the hospital, and when they first started examining him, they couldn't find it.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I know I did this. They're like, we don't see a nail. Well, they had to do an ultrasound.
All God. Of this.
See, that, you know, I'm glad you said ultrasound, because that's one of those things that terrifies me when they're like, it's going for an MRI. Like, do you have any metal?
No,
oh, my God.
Super
magnet.
It was 3/4 inch long, and then it was safely removed with no damage.
Look, that length is normal. That's probably average.
You're talking about the nail, right?
Oh, the nail.
But that's it, you know, that's another thing. Even that area, I mean, there's two other vital things that are in that spot that are very delicate to the
And the nail
impact.
missed everything. It's just lodged in there.
I will never know, you know, what that feels like, but I've been told that all you have to do is brush that area sometimes. It's like, oh!
I got poked with a knife there one time.
When stabbed? He was at
a party.
No, I was at work. I was at a restaurant.
At work?
So in the restaurants, when they always teach you, like, the safe way to hold a knife when you're not cutting or if you're moving it is, like, you kind of dangle it between your two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you leave it down low.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of going behind a guy, and he had the knife down and kind of brought his hand back.
Oh, God.
And the tip hit me.
Just the tip.
I felt the
just
poke.
The tip.
Yeah, I felt the poke of it. And I was like, behind you. Luckily, you know, it was just, we caught it just in the nick of time. But
the guy with the nail gun, though, I mean, what part of your job is it where you've got a nail gun pointed in your crotch? What was he working on?
I can't imagine that.
The only thing I can picture is that he was, like, sitting on something and was.
But he knows
it so fast sometimes. I mean, they're like, bang, 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 bang. Oh.
Yeah, I know that. I've seen a nail gun in action. I know how they work. I watched The Wire.
Maybe he had the safety off, because sometimes you can disable the safety on a nail gun and then and fiddle with it. So maybe he'd done that and accidentally brushed it, or
like But still, I appreciate everything that you're saying and that you're trying to help. But there's certain places you just don't put a nail gun.
There's no reason why a nail gun should ever be that close to that area.
Yeah.
Well, I doubt he was resting it there. Like, that's where his holster was.
I mean, what's your other reason?
I'm just saying, like, maybe he was moving. Like, even if he was moving and it was aimed.
No, there's no way to do it. First thing I do every day at work is point the nail gun at both my eyes and my crotch. Safety first.
Have you seen, there was a gender reveal where they had one of those, like, where you pull it and it shoots something like it's got a pretty good clip. Well, the wife and the kid, you know, the other kid and the husband all had them, but his was pointing at his crotch.
Oh, no.
So they pulled it and it shot himself, and they're like, well, don't worry about any more babies.
I guess it's our last one.
And that was one of the less disastrous gender reveals.
There wasn't a fire
after that one.
Have we talked about it before that the person who invented gender reveals has begged everybody to just quit?
God, yeah.
Yes.
Sadly, someone died, but they made a pipe bomb.
Yeah. What?
They had a pipe bomb for their gender reveal.
I hate to say this, but people have actually died because of gender reveals.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah. I don't want to hear that.
And even besides that, no one wants to be there. Everyone is bored as can be. And they're just like, yay, I'm sorry.
I will say my favorite one is the one where they soft toss like a softball or a baseball, and then the husband misses it and it hits the ground and blows up. Like, so you struck out and have a girl.
Yeah.
So we went from a nail gun, and I'm hesitant to bring this up because I think it's awful. But there have been people biting things off of people this week. It's getting out of hand.
It is completely getting out of hand. Okay, one of them was an ear got bitten off.
It happens.
And, you know, that one happened because some people were in an argument and there was possibly alcohol involved.
No.
And so this is pretty crazy, though. So they're all drunk. They're on vacation. And this guy, one of the girls had passed out. And so he had put her in a wheelbarrow, and he started pouring beer on her.
Yeah,
and so it was the
wheelbarrow beer.
Yeah.
You know,
well, this other guy tried to like be like, dude, stop it or whatever. And the first guy pushed him to the ground, started choking him, and then bit off part of his ear.
Whoa! Oh, okay. So wait. So the clear a-hole who was putting a drunk, passed-out girl in a wheelbarrow and pouring beer on her.
Yes.
Someone tried to do the right thing and stop him, saying, hey, I don't think that's cool.
Yeah. And now that guy's missing part of his ear.
So wheelbarrow guy did the reasonable thing.
Yes.
Pushed him down, choked him, and bit off part of his ear.
Yes.
I think we see who the weak link in this party is.
He's not going to be invited to Key West next time.
Oh, they did it in Key West?
Yeah.
That's so laid back. I mean, don't go down there and ruin Key West. Don't bite an ear off in Key West.
But you think that's bad. The road rage incident where this guy sideswiped a police officer, and when the cop got him out of the car and started, you know, the guy argued with him, punched him. Mm-hmm. The officer's friend, because the officer was off duty, the officer's friend tried to help. So the original guy attacked him and completely bit off his nipple.
Ow.
God, that would be so hard on me. I have the smallest nipples.
He's just nibbling at it.
You know, that's one of those things in movies where they always show, like, anytime in a fight scene in a movie, if someone has a piercing, you know what's happening.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I can't imagine. Like, but,
I mean, understand that the nipple it's not a superficial thing. It's actually connected to other parts of your body.
Sure.
I know.
No, I take mine off and put them in a glass of water at night.
Velcro.
Detachable.
Yeah.
Well, this guy forgot to take his off, apparently, because you're not just like biting skin, you're ripping.
Eesh. That's too much.
So awful.
Do we know if they retrieved the nipple to be put back on?
We do not.
Can you do such a thing, I wonder, or is that like not enough to work with, you know, because they'll put back on. You lose the end of your finger or something, they can often put that back on.
I told you saw the thing about the one where the girl and the guy got in a fight. She bit off part of his tongue, and then the seagull flew away with it.
Oh, Damn seagulls.
They took my snacks.
Well, we were going to put that back on.
I think it was
on
his tongue. I mean, it was... Listen, don't know. They definitely but couldn't reattach
he
it.
Might have to, he might just have to have a tattoo nip from now on because...
Oh, that's good. That's medical tattoos. My cousin does that.
Yeah.
But
I'd tattoo a piercing onto mine.
The thing is, if you let a seagull get one bitten off tongue, it's going to swarm because they want more.
Oh, yeah, they're going to keep going.
Oh, God, they're going for the tongues.
Yeah, everybody's doing it. There was a lady, God, I don't know if I should tell this story. I won't be too specific about it, but there's a lady who is famous somewhere I used to live because she was known as the lady who bit the waiter.
Okay.
She got in a fight with a waiter at a restaurant, and I don't know how one got to be, but in the end, she bit the waiter, and she's forever known as
where
that.
Where did she bite him?
In the restaurant.
I know. What body part?
Over by the salad bar.
Yeah, right by the salad bar.
What body
In the
part?
Booth. She bit him in the booth. You know what? I don't know. It's one of those legends, you know, that you hear your whole life and, you know, you hear all different versions of
it. Oh,
she bit him on the cheek. No, she bit him on the
hand. It's completely off.
Yeah, you know, you hear different versions of it. But it's good to be famous for something.
Have you ever bitten anybody?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day, back when I was a little kid, I can remember doing it. I can remember biting my dog. We had a dog named Rip. Short for Rip Current. He was a Chesapeake Bay Retriever, and he was just a little older than a puppy, and I was very young, too. And he
and
would,
you were just a little older than a puppy?
Exactly. I was probably four, I guess, four or five when Rip was alive. And if he bite me, I'd bite him back. I remember getting a mouthful of dog hair, that curly Chesapeake dog hair, biting the dog back.
That sounds lovely.
I can't say that I've ever, you know, because you see it, again, that's one of those ones that in movies, there's always somebody biting somebody, or like, you hear these stories about someone biting, or when Tyson bit off Holyfield's ear.
That was crazy.
But, like, I don't think I've ever been in a scenario or a fight situation and seen that actually happen.
No, but I would.
Yeah, if you had to?
Oh, if I had to.
Yeah. What would you bite off? Like, what would be your go-to to bite off in that situation? I'm not saying that you're actively pursuing this, but if you were in danger and you had to, what would you go for?
I don't think I'd go for something to bite, but I'm figuring they'd probably have a hand or an arm nearby, so that would be the ideal thing to bite.
Can you imagine, though, like there's that moment, and obviously it'd be in the heat of a, you know, very tense situation if you're then resorting to biting somebody, but that moment where you realize, like, say you took off a finger, like you got a finger in your mouth.
I don't want anybody's
skin. But then
you gotta
throw it to the seagulls, so that way you won't get
no,
it
then
back.
They'll swarm. They'll want all the fingers. No, you don't throw them. You don't give them damn seagull anything. Don't do
but
it.
But I don't want the bad guy to get his finger back.
And does that make you a cannibal? Or only if you
only
swallow
if you chew it and swallow it.
Okay.
That was good.
That was close.
Just this once.
I only did it once. That doesn't make me a cannibal.
I'll tell you another biting story. This guy that I used to hang out with some told a story about being at a bar, and a big guy, like the bully of the bar, came over and was telling a story. And so he grabs this guy, the guy I know, and puts him in a headlock to demonstrate his story.
Right.
Okay. So he's got him in a headlock, and he's laughing and talking and not paying attention to what the guy's doing. The guy in the headlock turns his head around in such a way that he gets up and bites the guy's nose right on the end, bites right through his nose. And he said that guy was screaming and crying.
Well, yeah, why'd he do that?
Oh, my God. But that's another one that, like, that wouldn't be a fun place to get bitten.
Anything you do to your nose, immediately tears. Like, you pull out a nose hair, it's tears. You know, you get punched in the nose, immediately tears. That's a sensitive area.
Yeah.
I wonder if old Nail Gun puts that thing to his nose when he's doing his daily safety check.
Oh, no, that would hurt too badly.
Ah, sack, nose.
What's this fossil, this new fossil? They say they found an actual dragon out there in the world.
Oh, yo, it's as close to a dragon as they think they found. It's this new, it's kind of like a pterodactyl-style dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
But the coolest thing about it, so they said they described it as having a spear-like mouth, a wingspan around 7 meters, and essentially was a giant skull with a neck bolted on a pair of long wings.
Ooh.
So it's just like a flying monster head.
Okay, that is not like any dragon I've ever seen. Dragons are cool.
Yeah, like Pete's dragon or Puff the Magic.
Hold on. It said never. It's also super cool. And like to hang out and
like,
treasure.
I know in the when you go into the fantasy worlds and whatever, they're technically afraid of the dragons, but I really, really like them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, dragons seem, well, it depends on which movie or whatever you're watching. I mean, Smaug was a bad dragon, but then
the Rick and Morty dragons are cool.
But even the bad dragons are.
Yeah.
We can't talk about it.
No. But like Sean Connery's old dragon, and from whatever that, I'm a dragon. I'm an old dragon flying around.
But jeez, even the bad dragons are super cool.
But you're kind of introducing a thought there. If you could, like, I've always thought it would be really cool if I had my time machine just to do a quick trip back to the prehistoric days and see what's up with the dinosaurs. What's all the fuss about, you know?
It would be interesting. Can you imagine, after everything we've seen, though, you know, they always say, like, this is just what we think they looked like. Wouldn't it be hilarious to go back in time? And, like, we've always pictured, say, a T-Rex as being, like, the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah.
You go back, and it's the goofiest looking.
Yeah, like these great big sweet eyes and, aww, like, a little tongue, you know, hanging, like, out.
Jurassic
it looks
Park
more like a puppy.
It had that, like, giant roar, and it's like, ah!
Well, didn't they recently say that the T-Rex was real clumsy and not very fast and...
Well, look at it. It's eevity arms.
Those little useless arms.
Balance and stuff.
I think that would be so funny. Like, they always portray them as being very reptilian, but imagine if they're like, they really were more like birds and they have like these beautiful plumes. It's like a giant peacock.
God, you know what? I'm getting more and more interested. Yes, let's do this.
Sean's building his time machine.
Time machine.
Got it on your list for later?
Hold on, I'll work on that.
But would you, like, I think it would be fun. It would be fascinating. But you've never been around anything that's alive and that big, you know?
Well, that's the thing. Like, you think, oh, this is going to be really cool. I want to go check out the dinosaurs. And you get there, and it's like the most terrifying thing beyond what you could have imagined.
The second you transport back in time, you step out of the time machine and a brontosaurus steps on it.
And don't forget, there are slee stacks.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the dang slee stacks.
But also, remember the butterfly effect. Remember when Homer Simpson went back and started smushing everything and it changed the course of human evolution?
Do you think that's real? Do you think that would really, like, if you just...
Yes.
You go back and you mess with one little dinosaur.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything happened for... Oh, come on, yeah.
One dinosaur. You think one little bitty dinosaur that maybe I bring it back with me. Maybe I name it Scooty. And maybe I put a leash on it. And maybe I get it special food. You know? And maybe it's my best friend. And
Scooty,
I dress him up. Wait, I'm not done. And I put a little bonnet on him. And we have little tea parties.
I can just see the next door app.
Hey, Scooty, the dinosaur is loose again.
Okay, Scooty was supposed to be the dinosaur who said, hey, buddies, let's all go over here and watch the falling stars. And they actually got hit by a meteor and died. So then that's when the dinosaurs got wiped out. Mm-hmm. So if Scooty didn't get all his friends to go watch the falling stars, mm-hmm, then they all survived.
Oh.
And
see, I didn't realize that moment that the Earth was struck and it killed all the dinosaurs. I didn't know that it was in one specific little area where they were supposed to be.
There were only like 15 of them.
OMG. Imagine this. You transport back to the modern day with Scooty in tow.
Yeah.
And the door opens and a whole new species of sentient dinosaur people are walking humans on leashes. And you got Scooty under your arm.
Just because of Scooty?
Yeah.
I caused all that with cute little Scooty and his bonnet?
Yeah.
No, you're crazy.
You blew it up!
No.
You damn idiot!
No, I don't believe you. I don't think that one thing like that. I think the butterfly effect is overstated.
You have to promptly travel back and throw Scooty out as fast as possible.
Sorry, Scooty, I'll never forget you. This is for your own good.
It's okay, Sean. I mean, roar.
Wait, you talk?
No.
I'll be back. Well, maybe you're talking me out of it.
I'm serious. I love all that time travel stuff. Like, I really do think, and I think it's funny. Like, that was one of my favorite parts of that stupid Avengers movie with the whole thing, the argument over, Back to the Future and like everything we know about time travel and the effect, the ripple effects obviously come from movies and TV.
Mm-hmm.
But I 100% believe that. Like, if you alter something in the past, that it affects your future.
Okay, so in my other time machine scenario, I go back and collect fantastic, at that time, new items.
Uh-huh.
And this time, mint condition antiques. So I'm going back and I'm collecting these things. Will that have an impact on my present?
Oh, maybe not directly on you, but if you think about it, then the people who would have had those originally, if they went on to then do something with those antiques, possibly.
That's thin.
I think if you went back and you took Mo's hat, for example.
I've got Shemp's hat.
Okay, you took Shemp's hat, but you took it from then instead of, you know, how you got it through collecting.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually took it off his, say, nightstand mm-hmm. and brought it, well, then maybe something would have happened to Shemp and it would have butterfly affected into the destruction of the Three Stooges.
Just
and
for
they
his hat?
Never would have gotten as famous and it would be worth nothing.
Or he was like, I don't have this hat anymore, so I'm going to start wearing this toupee or this beanie or like, and that becomes a popular. So you've got this hat.
Thing.
Yeah, look at this hat. They're like, what hat?
Well, that's not a hat.
That's stupid. He always wore this, that weird.
I never saw him wearing a hat.
He wore a Viking helmet.
Well, don't worry, Scooty. Don't worry about these two. Do you guys talk to your dog?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to.
All the time.
I've noticed, you know, I haven't had a pet for a while. The dog's been gone for a few years. The cat's been gone for a few months. I still talk out loud just as much as I did when there were pets in the house.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Maybe that explains why I always talk to myself, because I've had pets my entire adult life. Mm-hmm. So I just talk whether there's a pet there or not.
Yeah, I talk to myself all the time, and it's in varying degrees. You know, like sometimes I'm having a real good time talking to myself. Other times, you know, we disagree.
Well, 80% of people say that they confide in their dog because they're a better sounding board than actually people.
That's not what it is. They don't talk back. They don't argue.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. They don't argue. They don't tell you you're wrong. They don't tell you you're stupid.
Rum, rum, rum. You're ready. Rum, 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 rum.
But do you ever talk to your dog about the weather?
I did. Yeah. I would. It's hot. It's hot out there, man. You have to make this quick.
I will do it when it's raining because none of them want to go outside. I'm like, get out of there, stupids. I know it's raining.
But that's, you're giving a command. You're not like having a one-sided conversation with the dog in that case. But do you do that?
I talk about, wow, it's hot out here, isn't it, Riley? Like, mm-hmm. I'm totally just talking about the weather.
Yeah. I guess I don't really talk to my, and I don't talk to myself.
You do. I hear you.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. Like, we all do it. I don't know that I've heard you do it much. I know I do it. Like, when I'm going from one thing to the next, I'll go, all right, or okay, let's see. You know, I do it all the time. You do it, too. I hear you when you get up from watching your TV in your office.
You mean working hard?
Yeah.
Sure. And then you'll go, okay.
I do not.
You do all the time. You did it twice today.
Shut up. I did?
Yeah. You don't know you're doing it. Oh, my God. I wonder what else you say that you don't know you're saying out loud.
We're going to have to listen a little closer.
I will say that I've been trying to stop whistling because I heard how much it annoys people when people whistle.
I think whistling's great. Who told you it was annoying?
This comedian that I listened to and a couple other people agreed with him, and then it made me self-conscious.
You have been whistling lately because I've heard you.
I have not noticed you whistling. I know.
Really? And I've been trying not to. And God, I'm talking and I'm whistling. I'm a maniac.
When did you whistle? I never heard it.
I've heard him in the hallway because I was like, who's whistling? And then I wondered about the whole thing about he's not technically in the studio, but yep. He's in the radio station. So is it still bad luck?
It's close enough not to do it. Yeah, you got to be careful. Especially this week, you got to be careful with your superstitions. Don't whistle around here for the next few days. Anyhow, plus with your Uranus retrograde.
Oh, my anus. I mean,
no,
Uranus.
Jeez.
Uranus.
Come on, it's different. Well, I don't know why anybody's offended by whistling. I can remember when I was little, my grandmother used to love it when I'd walk through the house whistling. And my cousin Mark said, yeah, who doesn't love a shrill pitch?
I think that's part of it. I think that sometimes it can be real grating on people.
The kid likes to whistle. I can't whistle.
Not at all?
So, no, nothing whistles at all when I blow out.
You go in?
And when I suck in, it sort of whistles a little bit, but it's just like a halfway.
Yeah.
You know, I never learned how to do the real loud finger whistle.
I can't do that either.
I've done that once. It worked one time in my entire life and never worked again.
What?
Yeah.
I've never been able to do it, but I can whistle
trying.
Off. I could. I'm not going to do it in here, clearly, but I could whistle off this piece of paper.
Oh, yeah.
I could whistle off that.
I used to be able to do
a blade of grass.
Blade of grass.
Yeah. That jelly pack, any little piece of plastic.
Uh-huh.
You know, you could whistle so loud with those.
Yeah, well, the kid can whistle really well, and he'll walk around the house whistling. It doesn't bother me.
Doesn't?
No.
Well, do you remember how it was you happened to do the finger whistle one time and then never again?
I kept trying to do it, and it was like, like it worked one time. I was like, oh, I did it. And then I couldn't do it again.
Aw, that's so sad. Are you okay?
No. I mean, I'm still hanging on to this, and I think I was probably about 12 when it happened.
Wow.
So no, I'm not okay.
Forever scarred by lack of whistling.
Pretty much.
I am so sorry to hear about that.
Thanks.
Well, that was the thing, because you would always, like, my dad was really good at it, and he was always be the one when the dog would disappear.
My mom could do it.
Go whistle for the dog. You know, he'd go out there and blast one.
How do you find that skill? Because I've never been able to do it. But.
I sound like a lunatic if I try to do it, because I can't whistle loud, so I'm just like, hey, dogs, woo-hoo-hoo.
That's macho.
Yeah.
Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah. Well, I would do it, but see, then everyone would freak out if I actually whistle like I whistle, because you can't whistle.
Don't whistle in here. Don't do it. What about that lady who was, how big was the water tank? Firemen had to go rescue a woman who was swimming in a giant water reservoir tank. Like, you know, we are the land of many water tanks here in Greensboro.
So there's this one in Winston-Salem that is on Peters Creek Parkway, and they commissioned an artist to paint the side of it. So it's got this giant river otter. On the side of it.
I love otters.
And so that's what I picture when you say a great big water tank. So, because it is actually, it's not one of those ones that's up in the sky. It's on the ground, but it is humongous.
That's what it was.
Yeah. That's what she was swimming in.
But how do you get in it?
They said that she broke through a fence, but that the latch on the top wasn't locked. So she got in it, but then couldn't get back out. But then the other question was, how did anyone know she was there?
Probably the screaming.
Well, they said that a retired officer was like nearby and saw her do it.
Oh.
And so just happened to know that someone. But that's what
she should have died.
Did you watch the thing about the, you what?
I still haven't watched the one about the, not
about
the lady.
The Cecil Hotel in LA?
Oh my God. That's the craziest, most awful story.
You guys all said that it wasn't really good. Like that.
No,
it drug out too long.
No, yeah. It wasn't the best thing I've ever watched.
I never watched it.
It turned out, spoiler alert, that they think that it wasn't locked and that she might have been.
On drugs?
Or not.
She was having an episode.
Yeah. She needed to be on drugs.
Yeah.
I see.
But the moral of the story is that still to this day terrifies me, much like if this woman had not done anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's because, a reservoir. Like,
yeah, it was people bits in the water.
Yeah, at the hotel. Yeah. People were getting
it. They interviewed this poor British couple. They're like, yeah, we looked up this hotel online and it's downtown LA and we thought it would be amazing. They're like, this is not a good neighborhood. And they're like, the water's funny, has a funny smell and taste to it. And I was like, oh God. Stop talking. Why did you agree to this interview? Go away.
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to think about
it. Now, does that make you a cannibal?
Yes.
If it's unintentional, though.
Well, yeah.
See, I don't think so.
Because you don't think it is?
That'd be like eating, I was thinking if I ate rotten meat, does that make me a meat eater? But I guess.
Well, yeah, but I think if you, okay. Let's say if you're a vegetarian and someone doesn't tell you that it's got bacon in it and you eat it.
You're technically a meat eater then.
But you didn't do it on purpose.
No, I think that you get a hall pass.
I think it gets canceled if it was an accident.
Who do you think is getting ripped off in online scams right now more than any other group?
It's surprising. It's not your grandpa.
No. 20 years old or younger are the big victims of cyber fraud, like 156% over the last 3 years. That's how much it's growing. So it sounds like cyber fraud business is really taking off, something to look into.
It's really making
got a new career.
Leaps and bounds. I was just hearing somebody talk about, and I'd forgotten about the story about the woman who was in an online relationship with Bruno Mars, and he needed money for touring.
Oh, yeah.
And then she paid money. She outfitted her house for the recording equipment and a studio.
Oh,
and
my God.
Because he needed a place for him in the band. She bought bunk beds for the band.
Oh.
But those are the ones that always amaze me, where people fall for the, like, hey. I saw one. It was like, it might have been, you might have shared it on the Simon Facebook, but it's like a screenshot. It's like, hey, this is Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child, we need money. Beyonce's with me. And then the next text is like, hey, it's Beyonce.
Yeah, because that's how that works.
I mean,
works.
Those make me sad.
Yeah, I know. When somebody believes so hard.
Somebody really believes that would happen.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Bruce Springsteen. Hey, you're my biggest fan. Could you send me $10,000? I'm a little short on cash.
No, I love it when it's like a big star and they need like $48.
Yeah.
It's like, hey.
Could you send me 3 Apple iTunes cards?
All my money's in stocks and bonds. Right, I need $50.
Yeah. I need exact change. They say that the scams that these kids are falling for, like they've lost $4.2 billion in the last year on these scams. Job scams.
Well, that I get.
Yeah, you should never have to pay money to get a job.
That's what it is. They say, oh, this is the best job you're ever going to have. Send in money for training and we'll take care of everything. And then, boom.
That's like those modeling school. Remember, like they were used to. Was it Barbizon?
Don't mention them by name because some of them might be okay. But I did a thing.
I'm sorry, rhymes with Schmarbizon.
I did one that was a straight ripoff one
you
time,
did?
And I felt so bad. No, not as a model. They had me be there.
I mean, what?
Yeah, I mean, you know, back in my modeling days.
I saw your headshot.
But you could tell it was a ripoff. They were so skeevy and they were like discussing how they were going to get enough money to get out of town. I could hear it. And the worst thing is it's a ripoff and then they break little girls' hearts.
Like, well, that's the thing that's tough. Or what they do, like a friend of mine, she was pretty enough and tall and skinny, and she could have been a model.
And doggone it, people liked her.
Exactly. And so she gets in there, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're great. And I mean, people had been telling her she should be a model anyway. So she gets in there, and they're feeding her dream, and they're like, okay, yeah, you've spent this much money to take our classes. So she takes the classes. Okay, now you've got to spend this much money for your portfolio. Mm-hmm. So she gets the portfolio. And now you got to spend this much money. And I mean, she spent so much money and they never actually sent her anywhere. Really, I mean, she did
something.
I mean, local shopping mall, but never, not what they promise you.
But look, she's technically a professional model if she did anything, so they did it. What I'm talking about is these guys had no plan of doing anything except taking the $300, and then there were some that they would reject. They would come in and like do some walking around or whatever to see if they passed the tests to be able to give the $300 to the ripoff.
Yeah.
And they would tell them, nope, sorry, you're not going to make it, sorry. And then that girl's walking out of there crying, not knowing that she just saved $300.
Yeah, she should be celebrating.
Exactly.
So wait, you got denied by a fake modeling agency.
Yeah.
They didn't know it was fake.
Which is weird because then they didn't get our $300. I guess they're trying to keep
part of it.
Well, maybe that is.
Because they have to make the people with the money think that this is real. They don't accept everybody.
Yeah. Right. You know, that. Okay. I get the con. Okay. Let me just make a note.
Get the con.
As you're working on.
Detail. Write this down.
Yeah.
Welcome to Maddie's modeling school.
Welcome to Maddie's cyber fraud. I mean, no, modeling.
You have to make it sound. It has to be Mateo's modeling school. It has to be much more fancy.
Oh, my mustache is starting to curl. It's getting long enough. I can curl.
Maybe you should walk with a cane.
Well.
Makes you look more.
Right.
I'll
get a fancy cane.
A swagger stick, a small cane known as a swagger stick that's carried in the hand.
Is that where it's short enough that you kind of have to lean over?
It won't actually touch the ground.
You don't touch ground with a swagger stick, man. Come on.
Let me write that down too. Swagger stick.
Well, it's been a little slice of heaven. Don't get scammed. If you have any questions about any major decisions in your life, please reach out to us, The Get Up Show.
Don't send money to anyone except us, and we will tell you how to avoid all of the scams.
Oh.
Yeah, send all the Apple iTunes gift cards.
See, now if somebody really sends it, we're going to be in trouble. So no, don't send any money to Charlie or Maddie. I never asked for any.
Yeah, the tens of people listening to us right now. Years from now, suddenly this podcast took off, and then I'm going to see an onslaught of gift cards.
Hey, it could happen. Dream big, slugger.
I can't wait.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much. Don't forget to subscribe and like and share us with your friends. Go to 987simon.com. Listen to the radio station. Call anytime if you'd like. Dang it. We didn't do calls this week. I told you we were going to do calls this week.
I was hoping you did those last week while I was on vacation.
So please call the Simon line and fill it with your thoughts and dreams at 336-373-0987. Final thought, Charlie.
Oh, goodness.
You knew this was coming.
I know.
Every time.
I've got to get home so that I can share my insecurities with my dog.
Maddie?
I got to go break into Sean's house and make sure Scooty goes back in time. Otherwise, we're all screwed. Yes.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.